Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right by reminding you that small business is big business and your business is our business. And Angel, we recently received an email from a listener who says, I know you two are aware of how treacherous the life of the solopreneur is, but it doesn't make it any less painful. I'm at a point right now where my business could go under in a matter of days.
I've been there.
You know, I got a great plan. The plan's happened a little too late. Do you have any advice that can help me right now?
It can help me right now. Well, we're going to try because we have absolutely been there. We've probably been there multiple times, as many business owners have felt that, you know, struggling to make payroll, struggling to even make ends meet, running out of cash way too soon. And so I know there are some really clever ideas. I know there's a book out there that I've read in the past. But here's where you first got to start. It's not closing down. It's not over.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. And so that's the first step, is just knowing that it doesn't have to
be. You have to set your intention, your mindset to either you give up or you don't. And our inspiration to you is don't give up, because the gems are just on the other side.
They always are. You've seen the meme of the guy digging for silver and digging for gold in this long tunnel, and he's been digging, and he's this close. He's inches away, and he walks away.
What do they say? It's always darkest before the dawn, right?
And you've heard the success stories of the guy living in his car, you know, before his big break happens, and, you know, living on ramen or potatoes and apples. And you hear stories of this all the time.
That's right.
Why? Because it's real.
Yep.
Like, that's what life is. But here's an article. And so just so you know, you are not alone. This was just updated today.
Today. All right.
Today from the Penny Hoarder. Need money ASAP, 25 clever ways to earn cash in the next 60 minutes.
Wow.
In the next hour.
All right.
Every minute is important. So let's get started. Number one, she says, sell your gold and silver. You can sell jewelry, gold coins, anything you've got lying around can be sold into cash. You know, take it to a local jewelry store. And a lot of times local coin shops, they will give you instant cash on the spot.
Love that idea.
Do a quick job for family or friends. They want to help out, a little night out. Is there something you can do for them?
Pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, is there anything that I can do to earn just a little bit of money? It doesn't have to be a lot of money, just a little bit of money. And you'll find that, you know what? It's like the kids who come knocking on your door during the fall and say, I got a rake and I'm willing to rake these leaves. Have you got $5? And most people understand the initiative. It's not a thing. It's not a change of your business model or anything like that. It's something that you can do right now to affect a difference.
If you're not already signed up with Uber, that might take more than an hour. But it also, if you are already signed up with Uber, they have an instant pay option that you can cash out up to 5 times a day.
Isn't that amazing? Right? You know, if you can get in on that kind of a deal. And you're right, there's a little vetting, and then you've got some other things that have to be done. But if you have a driver's license and you have a recent model car that is worth driving, that might be a great place. And, you know, by this time next week, you could be driving. And by the way, it's not just Uber, it's Lyft as well.
Yeah. There's a website called TaskRabbit, T-A-S-K, TaskRabbit, where you can get little jobs of things that people are needing a task done. And so it's a little website that says, you know, I need a job. I need a ride to the doctor. I need somebody to check in on my pets. I need this task done.
Yeah.
So TaskRabbit. Pre-sell your labor. Maybe your friends and family don't need anything done right now, but they might in the future. So you can make gift certificates.
Oh.
Dozens of copies
you
that you
bet.
Can sell today and do the work later.
Absolutely.
She recommends that you might have some hidden stashes of cash in your house, cash and valuables hidden in the house. She says, for example, somebody recently found a $20 bill in their shoe. They had put it there for security purposes while traveling overseas. I found $12 in coins in the drawer, in our kitchen drawer.
Whoa.
$12 in coins.
Coming over more often.
Scrap metal, any recycling, copper and aluminum are the most valuable metals. I don't know if you can gather those all up, but she says a bundle of wire, bags of soda cans, and a few old aluminum window frames netted her about $20.
How about a consignment store?
Mm-hmm.
Take your clothes to a consignment store.
That was exactly the next thing on the list.
Yeah, it just makes sense to me.
Yeah, a consignment store. They'll give you cash on the spot for things you're not wearing, don't need anymore. If you've got gift cards that are unused, she recommends selling your unused gift cards online. Sell your neighbor's junk. Maybe you don't have any junk, but they do.
Ask your neighbor first.
Well, of course. Of course.
Yeah, don't go taking the copper copper tubing.
Says, I sold a junk-picked table for $50 last year and cashed in on a few other items retrieved from my neighbor's trash. Like, they're throwing it away. You can say, hey, can I have it? And then you can go and sell it.
Our listener, Dennis, says there's a new place out there called Tackle, TAKL.com, TAKL, and it's on-demand home services.
All
so
right.
That's fantastic. And then, of course, our listener, Mythica Von Griffin, just jumped in with a little bit of love and hugs. Mythica, we love you. Thank you for tuning in.
You know, there's if you've ever gone through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, his baby step number one is to have a $1,000 emergency fund
right.
or a $3,000 or a 6-month, whatever is makes sense to you.
You bet.
And in putting together that emergency fund, he's like, do whatever you can.
Yeah.
You know, sell some stuff. Go through and, you know, get a little extra job. You know,
deliver
find
pizzas if you have to. Yeah, and that's the thing, Angela. Most of these things require a little bit of effort on our part. And I think, you know, for the listener who wrote in and said, you know, things are really tough and I may have to shut the doors tomorrow. First of all, like you said, step one, don't give up,
mm-hmm.
right? But the second thing is, what can you do in order to, you know, and if you have to take a part-time job, take a part-time job.
No
There's
shame
no,
in that.
No shame,
no shame in that.
That.
Sometimes, you know, your part-time job is the investor in your business.
Yes.
You know, they become, you know, so that you can pay the rent and cover some side bills. They get your day job or your side job gets to be the investor in
That's
your
right.
company. And so no shame in that whatsoever. But also looking at what you're selling, Eric, you and I went through a phase where we lost we had all of our eggs in one client. If
yeah.
you've ever had that situation where you weren't as diversified in your client
base. More than 60% of our revenue was
came from
wrapped
one client.
Up in one client.
And so when you lose that one client because they go out and start their own media company, the revenue is quite, you know,
the
quite
lack
a significant
of revenue.
Significant loss.
No.
And so Eric and I had to get really creative about what it was we could offer today.
Yep.
You know, kind of, it was bargain basement, but it was the deal of a lifetime and it saved our business. It put
That's
enough
right.
cash flow in that we could actually, you know, get through the next month and start building out of that hole. And, you know, we know when you're not watching your numbers, it's really easy to get surprised that
yeah.
all of a sudden I'm out of money.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, looking at your products, looking at where you're selling and getting really creative with some of the offers, you know, with with past clients, current clients, your social media platform, and kind of let them know, look, I need a little bump in our cash flow, or I've got this great little surprise or bonus, and make it, you know, sense of urgency and limited time only. And, you know, in many times, all you just need is a little Band-Aid to get you through.
Yeah.
None of these are sustainable. None of these are the lifestyle, but it's a Band-Aid to get you through so you don't have to close down what you have been working so hard to build up.
And quite frankly, you came to the right place, because probably one of the biggest assets that you could possibly have, aside from all the things that we just told you could do in order to generate funds immediately, is a community of cheerleaders and support that says, you know something, we believe in you and we're going to rally around with you so that you don't go under that third time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We love our listeners. We love the people who come to us by way of membership. If you're not where you want to be, and I know that many of our listeners have not subscribed yet to becoming a member of Experience Pros. But if this resonates with you, because it is tough to be a solopreneur, it is tough to start a business, and if you don't want to do it by yourself, come join us. I encourage you right now, if you hear this voice, go to experiencepros.com right now and click start the free trial. 30 seconds to fill out the thing. No credit card, none. We'll do the heavy lifting, and for 30 days, we'll show you what it is to be supported and loved the Experience Pros way.
You'll hit the goal if you believe you can do it.
You have
to believe it.
Back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at extremerelationshipmanagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
You know that's what we want to do, interact with you live on the show. A shout out to Susan from Batavia, Ohio. Thank you for tuning in today. We miss you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Have you ever thought about getting a patent on something you have invented? Well, our next guest has actually secured patents in 2012. He's raised more than $5 million. He's perfected a product called the Sandbox, which is essentially a super socket that will replace the common wall socket that you've seen. It's been around for over a century.
Yeah.
And he says this super socket detects changes in the environment. It makes adjustments that reduce energy waste drastically, but it also has the ability to save firefighters' lives by warning of a fire hours before smoke appears.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound pretty awesome?
Yeah.
It combines everything that a residential or a commercial building owner is forced to regulate now through a variety of switches. The founder and owner of N2 Global Solutions. You can find them online at the N2-GS. So the letter N, the number 2-GS.com. Paul Emilio, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind warm welcome. I really appreciate that.
Well, Paul, we're thrilled with having you on the program, and it sounds like your product is going to be revolutionary. It already is revolutionary. It was going to facilitate a revolution in the way that buildings and safety and maintenance are done. What inspired you to create this product called the Sandbox?
That's a great question. What it really inspired us, and the Sandbox is technically the component that goes inside the wall. What that does is replaces the existing socket switch and light fixture. And the reason why we called it the Sandbox, we were actually able to secure the trademark, believe it or not, is because we want other companies to create a faceplate that snaps onto the Sandbox and license our product. Our goal is to create jobs and protect the environment. But what inspired the actual invention was a documentary between Nikola Tesla and Edison. And I kept, during that whole documentary, I kept looking at the light switch, and it looked like a glued-on smartphone onto the wall. So I kept thinking to myself, if I can actually take the components of a smartphone and fit it into a faceplate, then perhaps we can create something that smartphone within the electrical infrastructure and be able to communicate with the electrical infrastructure within inside that wall. And what started out as an epiphany is now a final product coming out sometime between now and September. We're working on the beta completion and the firmware at the moment.
How exciting. Huh. And see if I understand correctly, you're watching a documentary about Tesla and Edison, and the
the light bulb went off.
You know that?
I bet you never heard that before.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty amazing to think about how we can, you know, the socket. I mean, it's, you said it hasn't been changed in over a century or more. We just redid our kitchen about a year and a half ago, Paul, and we put USB chargers. You know, they have those that you can charge your smartphone instead of just a regular wall socket. And I thought that was a pretty amazing upgrade in technology. But the fact that this can warn firefighters and talk about protecting and saving lives far more than your smoke detector is going to be able to, that's incredible to me. And so let's talk about how many lives and the impact this is going to have on our firefighters and even just residential homes.
Well, you know, when you take 1,000 components that are very intelligent and you put them all together in a component, it does magical things, things that we initially, my partner and I, didn't really believe it could do. It was not something we thought ahead of schedule. Our goal was to create more or less a smart socket that you could use, let's say, eventually peel off the socket off the wall and make a phone call with a smartphone and his light switch combo. That was the initial idea. And then when you started to learn more about electricity and things that are like what we call vampire bleeding, when you plug something in, it actually draws current even if the power is off. And there's about 30% inherent waste in every building. And what we wanted to do, our goal was to create the equivalent of a spigot, like a digital spigot, the same kind of idea where the person created something for the faucet to actually adjust the amount of flow from a water faucet. We thought we could do the same thing with a digital spigot to control the amount of harmonics coming off of that box. Now, you know, that was our thought process. When you bring in engineers, the whole thing changes, and now it becomes more of something that's integrated that allows you to communicate not only with the electrical infrastructure to understand what the harmonics, the voltage is, but we also have an array of sensors that pick up to 1,500 different atmospheric elements in the air, from, you know, carbon monoxide to moisture, and so many other things. And that's where it's real helpful. We could do predictive maintenance using acoustic analytics to understand exactly when a potential electrical fire, or let's say if it's a motor that is about to go bad, we can identify energy hogs and, wow, and things like that through the actual plugging in of the socket, because each socket can give you a diagnostic on whatever's plugged into it and allow you to predict the life of that component.
All this in the space of the existing wall socket as it is, this is absolutely brilliant. My clapper is going to change forever. All right. Paul, give some contact information. And by the way, your $5 million that you've raised just this year alone is the tip of that iceberg, brother. You know that. Give us give some information. Let's connect with you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut in. We're basically right now partnering with a lot of great companies that see our value. We're working with IBM Watson right now to do cloud computing with our product. We're also with Future Electronics. They're the ones who are putting our components together. There's a lot of other companies that want to integrate with us, like a company called Solid Power, which has a fuel cell that can actually take your building off the grid. When you combine it with our product, basically what we're looking to do is not try to create this great opportunity of managing buildings and understanding the nervous system of a building on our own. Our goal is to bring a coalition of companies together, kind of like the the sports leagues. You know,
yeah.
In order, you have teams that compete against each other to the point where they vehemently hate each other. Yet without each other, they can't coexist in the league.
Well, so we're about ready to hit we're about ready to hit a commercial break. So give us some contact information and let our listeners go support you.
Okay, it's n2-gs.com. That's our website, and you can also go on Twitter at n2 Supergrid, and you can find us there as well.
I love it. How exciting, and congratulations, and thank you.
And I have one more website, paulamelio.net.
paulamelio.net. All right. Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate Paul for joining us. And folks, you stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of cool people like Paul Emilio.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. I am super excited about our next guest because she brings together two of our favorite things, the state in which we live, Colorado, and our syndicated listeners all across America.
Exactly. Straight out of St. Louis, Missouri is a book about what the perfect thing to do is in Denver. Of course, Eric and I broadcast out of Denver, Colorado. So if you are listening with any of our affiliates at anywhere across the country and you've ever thought, I want to go out to Denver, I hear they've got beautiful mountains in the spring and, you know, that it hardly ever snows. Or even if you live here in Denver and you're just looking for some new ways to enjoy our beautiful state, look no further than the book, 100 Things to Do in Denver Before You Die. It's a guidebook that will delight both locals and tourists alike. It's written by Rich Grant and Irene Rawlings. And we have Irene Rawlings on the phone with us. Irene, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thanks for having me, Eric and Angel. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, the honor is all ours, Irene. And, you know, we're very proud of the state in which we live and broadcast from. And yet we understand that it's also a great draw for people all around the country. What are some of the things that, you know, first of all, why did you decide to write this book instead of Great Things to Do in Paducah, Kentucky?
Well, because I live in Denver, and so does Rich Grant. Rich Grant, my co-author, he was the head of Visit Denver for 35 years, so he knows everything there is to know about Denver. And I love Denver. I love Colorado, as you do. You know, people come here for a lot of reasons. I've got sort of young nieces and nephews coming to Red Rocks. They love coming to Red Rocks. And some fabulous concerts at Red Rocks. The season just started. Trombone Shorty, Paul Simon, Santana, Lyle Lovett, Jethro Tull is going to be with us, Colorado Symphony Orchestra. So,
are they bringing their walkers?
I did mention all the old stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of electronic dance music. I mean, we've got all kinds of that. We've got tomorrow is Chance the Rapper, and Slugtopia, Trapfest. Wow. You can tour backstage. That's the cool thing. You can tour backstage. You can see the Beatles' signature from 1964 when they played the Rocks. You can see Deadmau5. I mean, you can see all these signatures. You have to call a number. We listed in the book, and I'm going to give it now, 303-697-6910. We'll put it up on our Facebook page so people who are listening now can
love
that Facebook page and find it. And you set up a tour, and they take you backstage. They show you the green room, which is actually the red room, since it's made out of rocks, red rocks. And so that's a cool thing to do and draws a lot of people into Denver. This Rich Grant loves to, he's got a blog called Walking While Drinking Beer, and he loves beer. So you could guess from that, I guess. We have a thing about Coors, which is the world's largest brewery, but also, and you can go and have a tour and have a tasting and all that, but there's also in Golden, because Coors is in Golden, Colorado, just up the street from Denver, there is Golden City Brewery, which is possibly the world's smallest brewery. It's in the owner's backyard. You can order a beer through the Dutch door of the carriage house, find a table and relax in your own kind of beer garden.
I have something to do this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, that Coors Brewery, we used to go every year for my husband's birthday, because he loves beer. And it's a fascinating tour. And it's free, which, it's kind of amazing, too, that there's so much that you get to do in Denver and it doesn't cost you anything. And the Red Rocks, they do films on the rocks. You can go and do yoga. They do workouts there.
Lots of things
beautiful.
Happening.
And many of the artists who have performed at Red Rocks say it's their favorite place in the whole wide world.
And some of our geriatric listeners love that as well. just saying.
Well, that's true. Going up and down those stairs can certainly keep your knees a barking. I think, as my grandmother used to say.
So, Irene, I want to ask you about this. The rumor has it that there is a former bordello downtown in the Denver area. Is that true?
You know, it is true. It's directly across. There are some rumors involved in that, but the rumor is true that it's a former bordello. It's directly across the street from the Brown Palace Hotel in downtown Denver. It's called the Navarre. It's at 1727 Tremont Street. And it does have a checkered past, you know. Anyway, there is a rumor. Let me tell you the rumor, but I've never been there. Rich says he thinks he was down there at one point, but he might have had one too many beers. Yeah. There was supposed to be a tunnel under the street going from the Brown Palace to the Navarre.
No, wait. The Brown Palace is where we take our little daughters for high tea.
I know. You take your daughter for tea, and then she needs to know nothing about this.
Right, but it's also where the dignitaries and high officials and the highfalutin would stay, right?
It's really, absolutely. And Denver billionaire Phil Anschutz has put together a magnificent collection of American Western art. I mean, priceless, classic cowboys and Indians masterpieces, Remington, Russell, Schreivogel. He's got all kinds of wonderful stuff. And George O'Keefe and N.C. Wyeth and all kinds of stuff that was the American West. And really, you have to call ahead for reservations because viewing times are limited. They only let very few people in at a time. But do go there. It really is a wonderful collection of American Western art. And it used to be his private. I mean, he still is his private collection. But he used to have it in storage, and then he would loan it out to museums all over the world. And now he has his own museum right here in Denver.
We're talking with Irene Rawlings about the guidebook, 100 Things to Do in Denver Before You Die. And, of course, 100 things. So everything from your bucket list ideas, date night ideas, and talking about getting reservations, that we have the Polar Express with the Colorado Railroad Museum.
Oh, yeah.
How early do you have to book that?
Oh, I tried to book it this last year for my granddaughter, who was just little, and I thought she would really enjoy it. She's just a little tyke 4-year-old. Because they do have Polar Express at Christmas time.
What is that?
Well, you get on a train, an old train, and you have someone a conductor come down the aisle and gives everybody a little silver bell, and the train goes around the train yard at the Railroad Museum. It's magical. Sometimes when the snow is coming down, there's a picture of the book in the book with it, the old engine. It's just beautiful. It's on the way to the Coors Brewery, so you can kind of do two things in one day if you want to. But the Railroad Museum is there, and when they announce the tickets, get yourself on their list, on their mailing list. The moment they announce the tickets, you really absolutely have to buy them. You have to buy them. You can't wait till November to try to do that. But Santa hops on board, the conductor hops on board, and it really, beautiful music. It just gets you ready for the Christmas season, I think, if you do it sometime after Thanksgiving.
I think I love you as a guest.
Thank you.
Irene, where do we get a copy of 100 Things to Do in Denver Before You Die?
Well, you can get it at the Tattered Cover here in Denver, which we all know is one of our favorite bookstores. Yes. You can get it on Amazon.com. And I would encourage people also to head on over to the Facebook page, 100 Things to Do in Denver Before You Die. Rich Grant and I post on there frequently things that have come up that are new. Everybody knows once you write a book, it kind of is cast in cement, and new things are happening every day. So go over to the Facebook page, see if there's anything you like. Buy the book if you like what you're seeing, and it's something you can fit in your glove box.
I just got one last question for you here.
Sure.
You talk about screaming in Colorado's adrenaline capital, and then the next two words don't make sense to me. Idaho Springs?
Yes.
What is it about Idaho Springs that brings out adrenaline?
Well, what we were suggesting is going down the getting on the water and screaming on the water. That was what we were suggesting. And then after you're finished with that, if we had time to talk about the history, there is a road there that's very, very, it's called the Oh My God Road, Virginia Canyon Road. And rumor has it that a terrified stagecoach customer back in the day when we had stagecoaches here in Colorado, when they got on the road, she kept saying, Oh My God, Oh My God. And so that's why it's called that. It's very twisty. It's very turny. It's great to do on a motorcycle. You can rent ATVs up there, and you can travel up these wonderful little mining roads. And then also what you might want to do in Idaho Springs also is there's Indian Hot Springs. It's just a old kind of log cabin-y place with hot springs and mud baths and all that sort of thing. The kind of thing your parents might have gone to in a 1950-something station wagon with the kids. Go there. It's like a blast from the past.
Wow.
And then you can go in there and go get hot baths and slather yourself with mud.
Well, the
and
book.
Slather yourself with mud.
There you go.
Just kind of threw that in.
You know, I mean, if you've got an Oh My God road, you that compares to the Jackass Hill road that we have in Littleton. Love this. 100 things
Thank
to
you.
Do in Denver. Thank you, Irene,
Thank
for joining
you.
Us. We appreciate you. And folks, please don't go anywhere. We will wrap up this show and put a bow on it. We're back from our mastermind in Mexico. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh,
yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do appreciate you. This is America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are joining us today. Gosh, it's been a great day for all kinds of interaction. We've got several listeners watching by way of our YouTube Live, or I said YouTube, our Facebook Live video stream. Lots of engagement. One of our friends, Susan, out there in Ohio, tuning in because she loves the program and we love her for it. Angela, I came across an article that maybe might be helpful.
It might.
Maybe.
I am not convinced that you are convinced.
Well, the lady who wrote this, her name is Wanda Thibodeau. And the title of the article is Four Ways to Switch Up Your Daily Routine for More Energy and a Better Mood.
Oh.
Now, I can think of one way.
To do what?
To switch up your daily routine for more energy and a better mood.
And you can think of one way?
I can think of one way. So we're going to find out if my one way is mentioned among the four ways that Wanda Thibodeau suggests is something we can do to switch it up. Get out of your rut, move into your routine, or switch up your routine, and get into a better mood.
Okay, so do you want to share your way?
No.
You don't?
Not yet.
You have the answer, and you don't want to share?
I have an answer, and I think, I want to see what's going on.
Okay.
Here we go. Oprah, Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins, they couldn't possibly be more different people, but they and dozens of other successful leaders like them all emphasize the importance of having positive daily routines. Even Angel Tussey has a positive daily routine.
Yes.
So what does your own daily routine look like? Well, if it includes these four common habits, it's time to shift gears and make some healthy swaps.
Okay.
Number one, you immediately get on your mobile device or computer.
When?
Like immediately. When you wake up.
No.
You immediately.
No.
Yeah, you say no.
Hours later before I open that stuff up. Except for on Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings?
It's my newspaper.
Well, Saturday mornings, let's keep it in perspective. You get up at somewhere around 10-ish,
yeah,
right?
It's my newspaper.
Yeah. According to fatigue specialist Clinton Marquette, says it takes 30 minutes for your brain to move from slow frequency to faster frequency, slow frequency being recuperation and rest, faster frequency alert, brainwave states. You and I experience this almost on a daily basis. If we are carpooling together, if we're commuting together, it's 22 miles of not a lot of conversation.
Well, because it's not necessary.
Well, maybe it's not. Well, maybe that's for you.
Oh, well, if you want to talk to me, I'm right there.
I know that you are.
Right.
I have not had my coffee.
It was pretty quiet this morning.
Yeah.
And that is a piece of it. There's been no coffee
yet.
That's it. It's a little early.
That's the whole thing. It's, it takes time to go from slow frequency to faster frequency. And reaching for technology also starts you thinking about what you need to do and not about what you are doing. Therefore, silly mistakes happen, which is basically the definition of driving to work with Eric. Silly mistakes.
No way.
All right. So here's some great alternatives. She says, before you get out of bed, starting from your head down, focus on each part of your body and how it feels. Slowly stretch, tighten, or wiggle those areas as you go. Before you get out of bed, spend 3 minutes making a mental list of what you're grateful for. Here's a Tony Robbins deal. We've talked about this a lot on the program. Take that cold shower.
I still have not.
I haven't either.
Still have not. I've read all the things about it that says why that is so good.
Yeah.
But I still have not.
Do gentle exercise such as yoga or taking a walk. Do you do yoga in the mornings? Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, you've
talked
about
it. Except for those mornings that I just can't get my lazy carcass out of bed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Prepare and eat a fully balanced breakfast. Nope. Missed that one. And then listen to fast-paced, upbeat music that you enjoy.
Fast-paced, upbeat music.
Yeah.
So while we were in Mexico, we would be setting up for the live broadcast, and it was quiet, right? It's, you know, because we're setting up for the live broadcast.
Right.
And so one morning, I decided to bring my playlist to, you know, just as we were waiting.
Yeah.
Apparently, my love for country music is not shared.
Well, it's shared by me. I appreciate country music very, very much. But pretty much nobody else.
Nobody else. Yeah. Nobody else. Anybody else? I'm like, do you guys like country music? No.
No.
No? Really? No? Really? Well, that's what we've got. So that's what we listen to.
Okay. According to Wanda Thibodeau, here's something else that you need to give up and shift if you are doing this in the morning.
Okay.
You hit the work cafeteria whenever you can squeeze it in, and then you eat at your desk.
Oh, now I do that. I do take and eat at my desk.
You eat at your desk?
Yeah. Well, I got work to do.
Yeah, right.
And ain't nobody got time to stop.
Well, talk to your doctor or a nutritionist to figure out the ideal calorie and nutrient vitamin intake for you. And then if you need to, prepare your prepacked lunches and snacks to bring, but keep them in the break room. Don't eat at your desk.
Don't eat at my
desk. That's what she's
saying. In the break room?
Yeah, well...
I'll tell you.
Our break room doesn't exactly fit that.
Not my favorite, even here in the studio. It's inside. It's
See, but you're weird about some things, though.
I like to look outside, and I have a beautiful window at my desk. I think it's prettier in my office than it is in the break room.
Fair enough. At home, I know that you and your family eat around the table, and I tend never to do so. I mean,
you don't eat at the table. Where do you eat?
In my bed.
In your bed?
Yeah.
You give me all this grief about eating in the bathroom, and you eat in your bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't poo in my bed.
Well, I'm not sitting on the toilet eating. I'm just standing at the sink putting makeup on and getting myself ready.
You insert 2 minute exercise sessions in your downtime. Hate to tell you, but trying to exercise in the 2 minutes you have between meetings is not going to burn enough calories for you to manage your weight.
You know, but it feels good to just get a little movement in. Yesterday we had a little lunch break, took a little walk.
Yes.
Sometimes. Okay. Yes. So it's not always about burning calories. Sometimes
it's take
10 good.
Minutes, not 2 minutes.
Feels
that's
good.
That's the solution.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm whining. Only dogs can hear me now.
Just take 10 minutes, not 2 minutes. And then finally, if you find yourself unwinding with a big late meal and some TV, internet, that is what I do. Big late meals and blue light from screens are both known to screw with your sleep. And if you don't sleep, like I don't, just about every other bodily function gets thrown off, worsening your performance, mood, and health. Eat more at breakfast and lunch. Make your dinner the lightest meal. If you're ravenous, eat a light snack of no more than 200 calories, a carbohydrate and protein balanced, such as an apple with peanut butter. Listen to music, take a bubble bath, close your eyes, and relax.
Now you got me.
Good night, Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a quick break now and see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning into the Experience Pros Radio Show. We hope that it's been as good for you as it has been for us.
America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.